You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I can only imagine the number of my constituents who are unknowingly being poisoned by their gas stove.
Did I remember to turn the stove off?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I've always said that budget, we are negotiating on the budget. I've always been very clear about that. I said that default is not negotiable. He's been very clear. We are not going to negotiate over the debt limit. That is something that Congress should act on.
I am shocked. Well, not that shocked.
Generally, what do Americans think about how President Biden is handling the overall economy?
Ugh, terrible. Just terrible.
So his overall approval on the handling of the economy is not great. 34% of Americans approve, 66% disapprove.
They've done studies, 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. DeSantis's allies' $200 million plan for beating Trump. $200 million.
That's all.
That's a lot of money. 844. We'll pick up some of the Twitter announcement as the hour goes on. I wanted to mention this case in Canton. As you know, a Boston police officer was killed or died in the snow in January of 2022, and his girlfriend they were drinking together in Canton the night it happened. She was charged with basically running him over. I think she's charged with second degree murder, and it's a very complicated case, and there are all kinds of theories, and Turtle Boy has been, TB Daily News has been covering this very well, and she's got some really good lawyers. The Karen Reed is his girlfriend, who's charged with the killing, and they've raised a lot of questions about the investigation. And the FBI has gotten involved in this. It's an extremely Byzantine situation, and not in the Constantinople sense, but just being very very complicated. The U.S. attorney until last week, Rachel Rollins, she hates Mike Morrissey, the district attorney in Norfolk County, which is where this case is unfolding, and she sent the FBI in there to start investigating it for possible, I think they won't say, but for possible civil rights violations against this woman Karen Reed, who may have been improperly charged, and the state police are involved in this, and they can't really give up the case because the state police that are investigating this case are dusted up, which is, it's a huge case, but it's a local regional case, Karen Reed and O'Keefe. These are the same state police who are also investigating Brian Walsh, the Walsh murder case, which is a national case because, it involves the missing woman, chopped up, three little kids, adultery in a foreign country. It's got everything, right? This case in Canton with Karen Reed and the Boston police, that cop that was killed. It's a huge story, but this is a national case, an international case, Walsh, and so they've dug in their heels, and they're really the district attorney and the state police are really really pushing to convict this woman, and she's got a heavy legal representation. These people are really good, and they tried to have, they had a hearing today. They're trying to depose some of the suspects, some of the people that the defense says are suspects. And you can read all about this at tbdailynews.com. They're the ones that are covering it. The papers are covering it a little bit, but TB Daily News is really doing a good job on it. And so today she was in court. They were trying to get these witnesses to come in and testify, the witnesses they suspect, and the judge wouldn't allow it. And so she came outside and she made her first statement to the press or publicly since this thing started. And we're going to play. It starts out with her talking, and then this guy interrupts her. And
he says,
you said you did it. You said you did it. And that's not really what she said. She said something like, did I do it? Because, again, she was drunk. She was drunk when she left the house. It's kind of a tawdry story, but the question is, did she kill somebody? And can they prove it beyond a reasonable doubt? And I don't think they can, to put it mildly. And but it goes back and forth with, you said you did it. You said you did it. And her lawyer, a guy named Jackson, I think is his name, or Yannetti, I forget which one it is. He interrupts, but it's very interesting. This is quite a case if you haven't been following it. But it's going to start out. This is this morning, Karen Reed outside the courthouse in Dedham. Cut 15.
Said appeals were the only ones fighting for the truth of what happened to John O'Keefe. And me and my family and my attorneys and my team have marshaled every resource to get to the truth. It just feels like no one else wants it.
Karen, just to be clear, you didn't do it.
We know who did it, Steve. We know. And we know who spearheaded this cover-up. You all know.
Yes, we do.
And no, she didn't do it. No, she didn't do it. This is an innocent
woman.
Just
the lawyer.
She didn't do it.
I tried to save his life.
Yeah.
I tried to save his life at 6 in the morning. I was covered in his blood. I was the only one trying to save his life.
Why'd you admit to it?
He didn't. She didn't admit to it. She didn't admit to anything close to that. Nothing close to that. And you should know that.
That was like 3 or 4 times she admitted to it.
No, she didn't.
That's not true.
She asked a question. She asked a question, which is very different. She didn't admit to anything.
She said, I think words to the effect, did I do it? Because she was drunk. Again, I mean, no one's denying that she was drunk. But the question is, did she do it? And they said that they had proof that she hit him because the taillight was knocked out on her car. But then they claim that they have surveillance footage, like, the cameras outside, like, say, the public library in Canton recorded it. And then the video has disappeared. How convenient, huh? How convenient. But it's a very interesting case. And I don't want to get into it too much, but as it unfolds, I thought we would have a real hearing tomorrow. I mean, they were going to Karen Reed's defense team was going to tear these witnesses apart, but the judge stopped it. All right. 844-500. And by the way, John O'Keefe, that's her boyfriend. He's the one who was killed. And I don't understand why the Boston police aren't more involved in this. You know, it's one of their guys. You know, a Boston cop was killed. And they just seem to be, not that concerned with it. The state police are down there all the time. You know, they're trying to protect their guys that handle the investigation. It's a mess. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242.
This announcement is a train wreck. They're having so many tech issues.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, you want to just...
We can't even listen to it.
You can't even listen to it?
Can't even listen to it right now.
Is it because so many people are trying to get in on it? That's what it is? It's like when we used to do the death pool and the lines would crash after 5 minutes. Is that what it is?
Pretty much, but... That's okay to happen with a death pool? Well, it's not. But.
No, it's not, because we can't do the death pool anymore. So, yeah, so everybody misses it. The VIPs are very sad about it. But it's, yeah.
But the, Ron DeSantis has not been able to announce, outside of the video he released a few minutes ago, that he's running for president.
And by the way, I guess Trump's got a sound truck there. This is going on in a hotel in Miami or Miami Beach. And Trump's got the truck going around, you know, making the noise. It's like Dapper O'Neill used to do with his sound truck when he was running for mayor back in 67 and then for city council all those years after that. So we don't have any, we have no sound or no,
no
sound from
no,
the event.
There's no sound from the event. It doesn't even look like the hosting area that they were reviewing it in, they were hosting it in. It's not even there anymore. So it looks like they just ended the feed. Maybe they're going to find some other way to do it.
And so was Elon there?
Yeah,
could
Elon.
Could you see Elon and
no,
you, and
it was just audio.
Together?
It was audio only.
Audio only, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This does not seem like it was a good idea.
Maybe we're not ready to jettison linear TV altogether. Maybe reports of the death of linear TV were greatly exaggerated. Is that possible? All right. We'll be back with some calls in just a moment. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He only steals from the very best.
The 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Howie Carr returns after this.
Number 4, Bobby Orr.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is sponsored by Monetary Gold. The future looks bleak in Joe Biden's America. Our personal data is in grave danger with the real threat of electronic money. It's time to protect your assets with Monetary Gold, the long-standing inflation hedge. Gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement from runaway inflation with gold and silver. Call now with Monetary Gold. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, should Dianne Feinstein resign?
No, I don't know why she should resign. Just because she can't serve, that's a good thing, as far as I'm concerned. Yes.
65% say she should resign.
Can't believe it. I thought I could convince people as the afternoon wore on. All I could do was trim 10 points off of it. All right, 844-500-4242. And again, with the cheap bastard deal, we still have a Calitren, a healthy weight loss supplement. You can purchase a 30-day supply of Calitren. It's a $70 value for just $35. Go to HowieCarshow.com, click store to order yours now. It's a weight loss supplement. It can result in higher metabolism, weight loss, and other benefits. Jared, Grace's producer, has lost 6 pounds. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It's not a quick fix. It's not a fad. And it's been around for 25 years, so it's not a fly-by-night company either. 844-500-4242. So apparently Twitter has announced that it is because of the problems with the Ron DeSantis announcement launch, it is reallocating server capabilities. Taylor, how come we didn't think of that when the phone lines used to crash when we tried to do the death pool the last couple of times? How come you didn't say we're reallocating server capabilities?
I did, but you didn't even understand what I was talking about. So.
I don't understand what they're talking about.
See? And what good does it do you?
Failure to launch, as somebody said on just tweeted out. Failure to launch. And they're saying you should have gone to Rumble. I went to Rumble. I checked out of YouTube after YouTube checked out on me. So it's worked out well. 844-500.
All right. Well, it's certainly an incredible honor to have Governor DeSantis make this stark announcement.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around.
Just went to hold music.
We're too busy singing to announce for president tonight in Miami-Dade. Oh, boy. This is rather embarrassing. Has President Trump issued a statement on Truth Social about this yet? Is he Is he there, Mr. President? Are you there?
He has put out a... he said, I will shortly be putting out two videos on Truth Social. I think you'll enjoy them. Make America Great Again. And this was one of them.
Ron DeSantis was struggling big time in his primary race for governor of Florida. Polls revealed DeSantis was failing so bad, he was losing by a staggering 17 points. Then DeSantis was saved by the endorsement of President Trump. Trump's support was so powerful, just days after the endorsement, DeSantis took a commanding lead that propelled him to being elected governor.
I'd like to thank our president for standing by me when it wasn't necessarily the smart thing to do.
You're welcome, Ron. Unfortunately, instead of being grateful, DeSantis is now attacking the very man who saved his career. Isn't it time DeSantis remembers how he got to where he is?
Make America great again. Build the wall. Then Mr. Trump said, "You're fired." I love that part.
Truth is, there's only one person who can make America great again.
You know, politics ain't beanbag. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But everything he said about the Florida primary, Republican primary in 2018 is true. He was running against a guy named Adam Putnam. He was the agriculture commissioner. That's a big job in Florida. And he's a former congressman, and he was basically the creature of Publix Supermarkets, which is a monster corporation in Florida and the Southeast, as you most of you know. And he was running away with it, and DeSantis had sucked up. I mean, I don't know any other way to put it. He had sucked up to President Trump by going on TV night after night and defending him against the Russian collusion hoax. And he did do, he, I mean, he did. And I think that's what he was trying to do. According to stories I've read, he was trying to, I said, suck up, curry favor, shall we say, you know, make a friend. And he succeeded. And Trump did a big rally for him. I think the big one was in Tampa, and they packed the place. And he was down 17 points. But again, I mean, you can't expect that, you know, if you have a chance to move up, you've got to take the opportunity. I think. I mean, that's just human nature. You know, whatever business you're in, you know. Should Lou Gehrig have sat down, you know, after he filled in for Wally Pipp that one day, or should he have, you know, he kept the job? Should Tom Brady have turned the job back to Drew Bledsoe? I mean, come on, I don't know. Again, I'm a big fan of Trump, but I don't think you can say this. 844-500-4242. Failure to launch. That's the big thing. Susan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Susan.
Yeah, I just wanted to remind people about Senator Edward Kennedy when he got sick with his brain cancer. I mean, nobody recommended or suggested that he should resign. And he went on to have surgery, and then he went to Obama's inauguration festivities, had a seizure, and he went on and on. And then he was sick in Hyannis, where he died. I forget how much time that took, right, what the interval of time was, but
well, a lot of people have been in this. A lot of people have been in this condition, Susan, over the years. I mean, going back, I guess there was some guy named Carter Glass. I just read about him in a history book, but he was apparently, incapacitated. I don't think Robert Byrd was in real good shape at the end either, Susan. Why does Dianne Feinstein have to leave? It's just more convenient for the Democrats, the deep state establishment. I don't know. I want to make things as tough as I can. You know, the longer we can postpone the fundamental transformation of America, the better off we all are. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So what's going on here, Taylor?
Apparently the announcement is going on, and I see people quoting DeSantis and saying that he's reading from an already published op-ed, reading from a script, basically. But we're not able to access the, not everybody is able to access it for some reason. I don't know.
What if you gave an announcement and nobody came? Or nobody
there are people in there that they're able
to.
You
might as well have gone on CNN, for goodness sake.
But Twitter seems to be kind of broken right now.
Oh, boy. 978 says Trump Jr. just posted hashtag disaster. Oh, boy. 844-500-4242. Before we go back to the phone lines, you know, Ann Coulter sometimes used to talk about all those reading the police reports and all those wacky people named Mohammed. Let's have a Mohammed in the news segment here, or minute or so. Watertown father and son sentenced to prison for decade-long lottery and tax fraud scheme. This was an elaborate 10%ing scheme involving dozens of convenience stores across Massachusetts. Defendants unlawfully claimed more than 14,000 winning lottery tickets, laundered over $20 million in proceeds, and then cheated on their tax returns. Ali Jafar, 63, and Yosef Jafar, both of Watertown, were sentenced to, respectively, and ordered to pay $6 million in restitution. Mohammed Jafar, another of Ali's sons, who was also involved in the scheme, previously pleaded guilty to conspiracy to defraud the IRS. Mohammed Jafar. Not to be confused with Ishmael Mohammed, 40, who has been charged in municipal court, state court in Charlestown, with slicing a woman's face with a razor blade while she was unconscious. Mohammed is charged with assault and battery, with a dangerous weapon, assault and battery causing serious bodily injury, mayhem, and kidnapping. The district attorney, Kevin Hayden, said, "We see domestic violence take many forms, but an assailant cutting above and beneath a woman's eyes in a stated attempt to ease the swelling caused by the assailant himself is both bizarre and disturbing." And that's our segment of Mohammed's in the news this evening. 844-500-4242. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hi, Howie. I'm delighted to talk to you. Just regarding Governor DeSantis and Trump,
yes,
and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., it's an interesting mix, and now with Mr. Scott in the mix. Trump's soft underbelly with many of his supporters, and this is the elephant in the room that maybe even some of the more supposedly conservative supporters may not want to address, the Operation Warp Speed and the...
I agree, Rick. Rick, when Robert Kennedy announced, and he said, I've mentioned this on the air before, and I think a lot of people noticed it. He said, you know, Trump had the right instincts that this was a scam, but he got rolled. And Bobby Kennedy Jr. said, we need a president who's going to understand when they try this again, and he's going to stand up to him. And I thought that was a perfect description of what happened.
I think so, too. And, you know, one thing, if Donald Trump would at least acknowledge that there has been one adverse effect, one child has been affected, one person has been affected,
Rick,
by these...
Rick, you know, we all know Donald Trump better than that. You know, he's not going to admit that he made a mistake. DeSantis has been talking about this in the run-up to this disastrous attempt to announce this on Twitter, that he's going to make the COVID disaster as one of the centerpieces of his campaign. I don't know how far he's going to get, but I'm glad there's going to be a race. There has to be a race on both the Democrat and the Republican side, and I hope Bobby Kennedy can hang in there and take it to Biden, because the biggest threat to the country right now is a continuation of this fiasco that's unfolding down in Washington in every way. Thanks for the call, Rick. Let's see, Kai or KV, Kai.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you, sir, for taking my call, Howie.
Sure. Go ahead.
So this is just my personal opinion. I don't have nothing you know, I think DeSantis is part of the establishment. I think he's like a card that the, for lack of better terms, the deep state has up their sleeve or something like that, because he rehearsed his self as governor. And I'm paraphrasing things I've heard, but I also believe them. They you know, they, I feel the vibe of what people are saying.
But he's been a good governor, Kai. That's the thing. He's been a very good governor as someone who lives in Florida for 6 months out of the year. I mean, he beat this guy, Andrew Gillum, a very corrupt guy, mayor of Tallahassee, who would have been a total disaster.
You're 100% correct. And Howie, I want to not switching gears, but I just want to say something to you. My life changed, man. I used to read your columns in the Boston Herald. And I'm a black man, and this doesn't mean anything, but I was in Walpole doing time. I was young. I'm 46 now. I'm a grandfather, and I work my tail off. I pay taxes. I'm respectful. Basically, I changed my life. And the stuff that I was reading that you wrote in the 90s and the 2000s, you were 100% right. Like, I'm so mature now. I educated myself.
Kai, I'm right yes, today. Sir. Don't refer to me in the past tense, please. You're making me feel old, you know? Come on, I got a column in the paper today. Check it out.
No, I know, sir. I'm older now, and that's what gave me the maturity. Like, I had the Democrat IV drip in my arm. And I remember that.
That's a good way to put it.
Hey, I wanted Andrew Gillum to win. I remember that, and I'm so happy he lost. Yeah. Oh my God!
What did you think when he was? What did you think when he was found passed out in the Miami hotel room, all drugged out with the male prostitute in there with him?
Hey, it's almost like hindsight 2020. even when I seen that, I was like, wow! I'm so glad he didn't win, and. It's amazing how we look. I got a granddaughter. She's half black, half Scottish Irish. I don't play that race stuff, man. Like I see what's going on. Believe me, I turned my life around. I work, man. I'm so proud of this country. I know how my bread gets buttered, and I know what you got to do it, and you got to do it right. You know, I'm not a perfect person, but I'm telling you now, I'm not this young street thug like that I was before, thinking that, you know.
That's what I say, too, and nobody believes me.
But, sir, I just got this little strange feeling about DeSantis. I am glad he's there because he brings good points, and like you just said earlier, it makes it a race.
All right.
It gives subjective matter that the Democrats don't have. And thank you for taking my call.
Thank
sir.
You, Kai. Please keep reading my column and don't refer to me in the past tense. Please. That's all I ask.
Got you.
Thanks. Thanks, Kai. 844-500-4242. Jerry Williams always used to, whenever someone would say, I would listen to you when I was in school, they go, ah. That doesn't bother me that much, but when somebody says, you used to write a great column. I'm on the front page today. I'm the lead. I'm the splash. It was a good column. I said, why didn't the Boston City Council vote to expel Ricky Ricardo Arroyo if they threw out Chuck Superfly Turner for a lot less than what Arroyo was trying to do? They could have at least put it to a vote. 844-500-4242. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. I'm not Mohammed either. something's been bugging me. A lot of things bug me, but anyway. Where are all the Republicans? They're holding all these people from January 6th, not to switch gears, beating them, no medical attention. None of them have been charged yet. And then you had Harris raising bail money for anybody from Black Lives Matter. None of them got arrested. None of them went to jail. What the hell's going on?
Well, how about this guy yesterday? This guy who's not even a U.S. citizen. They were saying he was a white supremacist. Then it turned out he's not even a citizen. And they said he was trying to kill the president of the United States, and now they've reduced the charges to depredation of federal property. That sounds a lot like graffiti vandalism, doesn't it?
I mean,
how does that work
from here?
I don't know. It's we have a dual system of justice. I mean, that's the biggest problem. And again, it's very clear when you have two systems of justice, pretty soon you have no justice, because the people that are being oppressed with being held to a different higher or lower standard, depending on how you look at it, they're not gonna put up with it. They're just gonna say, I want the same system as the protected classes. And that's what's happening now. I mean, everything is breaking down because you need equal justice under the law. It's very basic. And who would have ever thought that this would be a debatable point in the United States of America? Thanks for the call, Rocky. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Howie, I was wondering if you heard the squatter in Thief talking about the Uvalde anniversary, where 19 children were gunned down, and then started talking about gun control and saying that he was deadly earnest. And you know, I give him credit for using new adjectives instead of come on, man, and stuff like that. What are your thoughts?
We didn't even look at that today, actually. I saw him speaking about Uvalde, and I could practically, like you, Mike, I could practically recite what he was going to say, but maybe we should have looked at it just to see if there was anything we could use. But I don't listen to him. They're trying to, you know, again, there's an old bumper sticker, and it's true. Guns don't kill people. People kill people. And that's the reality of it. This guy was a weed smoker. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Cori Bush wants to do away with gas stoves because it's polluting the air, allegedly. But I guarantee you, she's all in on weed. And people, weed, especially the new potent weed, not like when we were kids in the 60s and 70s, It's driving people crazy. I mean, that's reality. I'm not going to say, I don't want to put anyone in jail for it, but it's driving people crazy. This kid was smoking weed all the time, and he went crazy. And he was living in a broken family. The parents were, or at least one of them was a criminal. And so he killed all these people. And then the cops wouldn't go in. They were bad cops. And now, as always, Biden is trying to make it into an issue of guns, just like in Tennessee. It wasn't this woman who thought she was a man went crazy, and they blamed it on guns. And then they had that big demonstration at the Capitol in Nashville, and they were trying to make it like it's always about the guns. But they always want to go after law-abiding citizens. They never want to go after the actual criminals who have the guns illegally, improperly, who obliterate the serial numbers, as they say. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to The Howie Carr Show.
Alright, G-Dope, I
want to
do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Gong, 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 yeah. I'm blue.
Tina Turner will not be down for breakfast. Really an immortal, so to speak, in the entertainment sense. 844-500-4242.
So do you want a bit of the DeSantis announcement?
Yeah, of course.
Because now it's
that's
been a little
that's
unearthed.
That's all you've got is a bit?
All I got is a bit.
Yeah, Governor, there's been a lot of speculation over the last couple of months about your plans. I understand that you may have an announcement to make. We've got, I think, a record audience assembled here. Probably the biggest room that's probably ever been assembled online. What would you like to tell them?
Well, I am running for President of the United States to lead our great American comeback.
Look, we know our country's going in the wrong direction. We see it with our eyes, and we feel it in our bones. Our southern borders collapse. Drugs are pouring into the country.
I'm getting tingling.
Our cities are being hollowed out by spiking crime. The federal government's making it harder for the average family to make ends meet and to attain and maintain a middle-class lifestyle. And our president, well, he lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
That's okay, but not.
Well, there was a lot more. We just haven't heard it.
Yeah, it's not getting good reviews on TV or on social media, to put it mildly. 844-500-4242. And do you think President Trump will call in tomorrow when he leaves his message on Truth Social later tonight, Taylor? I implore the president to call in so we can have this for tomorrow on the show.
You might if you give up one of your cheesy breads that you got stashed in the fridge.
I only got three. We had eight people in here for the VIPs.
President Trump didn't get any.
David, you're next. Should I give up some cheesy bread for President Trump?
It's the right thing to do, Howie.
I'll leave it up to you, Howie. Howie, Cori Bush obviously likes a good meal. Is she be the first one to be complaining about where's my food because the chefs are cooking on electric stoves? It takes forever.
Right.
Anybody who has a half a plate, it takes forever to cook food on electric stove.
How would you, David, how would you like to go into a Chinese restaurant that uses a wok on an electric stove? I mean, could you just, you know, you don't have to be a gourmet chef to know how ridiculous that idea is, right?
How can the Whoppers at Burger King be flame broiled anymore?
I hadn't even thought of that because I'm not a real Burger King kind of guy.
It just occurred to me.
That's true. God, Cori, but they, you know, they used to run on the platform they were going to make your life better. Now the Democrats are running on the platform, we're going to make your life worse, and you're going to like it. The beatings will continue until morale improves. Mike, quickly, go ahead, Mike.
Klaus Schwab, you will own nothing, and you will like it.
Well, I guess that's the way they want it. They don't want you to be. They want you to not be able to drive a car. They want you to take a bus. They have no bleeping intention of taking a bus or giving up their gas stove or turning down the thermostat. I want to make some bootleg dishwashers and clothes dryers. I'm Howie Carr.